That's your brother. That's your brother. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To all our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, it's just good to still be around, to lift up one name, and that name is Jesus. To give God glory and to give Him praise. Bless His holy name. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 31. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 31. Some of you probably looking at me don't believe there is a second coming. Folks been talking about it, some of them a long time, and some of us say, well, we haven't seen nothing yet. Keep living a little while. It's coming. I promise you. He's coming. Even those who don't even read the Bible can see something finna happen. They wondering what gonna happen. But we who study the Word of God, looking for Him. The Bible tells us to look for Him, pray for Him, and watch for Him. You don't want to be ignorant of the second coming. One or two scriptures, Matthew 24, 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Shall deceive. And when God said many, you're talking about a googog, folks. When God, many, is not like our many. Many going to be deceived. The 13th verse in that same chapter said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Then in the 25th chapter, in that 13th verse, it said, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We don't know the day nor hour. Anybody who put days and hour, they false, or just don't know what they're talking about. Nobody knows. But when you look around and read the Bible, God put all of these warnings in the Bible about Satan and how he will deceive many people in the last days. And most churchgoers are still ignoring what he done said. still ignoring what God done said. You've got to remember now, this God would. If anybody know about what's going to happen, it's God. That's when we have these 66 books. And we got to believe what it said. God is nowhere fretting or doing nothing. He God. He not worried. God don't worry about nothing. What God look like worrying? But he does get angry. And when he get angry, he moves sometimes. He had to do a lot to make him angry. But he coming back. Just like he said he would. No, we don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but we see the signs. He gave us those. He gave us the signs. He gave us events to watch. And when you see these things, he said, look up. Your Redeemer draweth nigh. But still, church goes. It's not paying Jesus would no attention about his second coming. His second coming. And the devil deceiving many. He said this gospel of Jesus' second coming must be preached. See, it's got to be preached. Somebody got to preach it. He said must be preached. And it's going to be preached by somebody. And because he done said it. And we stopped off on last Sunday telling you how Satan and sin deceiving church-going people in these last days. Jesus said the first sign of the second coming is deception. Is deception. Being fooled. Being deceived. And we paying it no attention. Seems like everybody trying to get over. Like they left behind something, but seems like everybody reaching and everybody fighting. Everybody wants to be top. Everybody, that's what seems like everybody doing. But they ignoring the second coming of Jesus. And so many right now don't believe this world going in. So many. Majority of folks don't believe the world going in. Study your Bible. Read your Bible. We've been here so long and seeing folk die out of generation and generation and generation, but God's plan still don't stand. Even in Peter, they go far enough to get to joking God about it. Where is your coming of your promise? You promised to come back. You haven't come back yet. Everything going on to be the same. They even joking God about it. Where is the coming of Jesus? Everything going the same? No, everything are not going the same. Things are different now. It's not even like I was when I was a boy. Things change and going and coming. And if you look around and study the Bible, it falls right in line with what God done said. But we paying it no attention. I'm talking about churchgoers now. Don't know nothing about the next coming of Christ. A lot of preachers don't even preach about it. Just barely a few. And it's so important in the Bible that God don't want us to be ignorant of his second coming. And my brothers and sisters, the messages of God coming don't be preached. And God, he gave me this message. a good while ago. And I want New Bethlehem to know that I'm telling you again that I'm just not preaching to New Bethlehem. I'm preaching all over the world. When he called me to preach from the depths of my heart, he said, tell him I'm on my way back. I didn't know nothing about no coming back. All I knew it was going to be fire next time. That's all the old preacher said. Water this time, but fire next time. But I told you the story of what happened all this day. But God told me go tell the world. The world. I didn't know what he was saying. Go tell the world about Jesus. And tell them I'm on my way back. And when you look around, that's when I thank New Bethlehem so. We all over the world. On live internet. Other countries hear what I'm saying right now as I speak. So I'm not just talking to New Bethlehem, I'm talking to the world. Gave me a message for the world. But it includes everybody. The message that God gives preachers, I'm talking about real preachers, it hit everybody. So we got to preach what Jesus give us. When you preach what Jesus give you and stop compromising, you'll be surprised what God will do for you. Because every time a soul dies and goes to hell, he's holding some preacher responsible for it. Some saint responsible. Am I talk right now? Somebody going to hell right now. Am I preach? That means the preacher got to tell the truth. Got to tell the truth. That's the only thing going to keep folks from going to hell. Nothing else. Patting folks on the back, never off. You've got to tell them about Jesus. What he come here to do. And if we don't hear him, there's nobody else to hear. So he's on his way back. So God bless New Bethlehem. Because the gospel from this church is all over the world. In other countries. On the internet. Paul, read something for me, please. Matthew 24. Read 3 through 8 and the 14th verse. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, let him take his time. Okay. Matthew 24, 3 through the 8th verse and the 14th verse, Paul.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives,
listen at Jesus now.
The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
Read on, Paul.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
God Almighty.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
And look at the 14th verse now, Paul.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
See, it's got to be preached. It's got to be preached. And to all the world, not just Desmond, not just Jefferson County, not just Alabama, but all over the world. For what? For a witness. Let's look at that a minute. For what?
Witness.
A witness. In every word, the gospel is going to be a witness against those who fail to hear.
All right.
The gospel is going to say, I told you. That means God holds us responsible to make sure folks get it. If they turn it down, that's their business. But the gospel is going to be what? A witness. That the gospel will say, you heard me.
All right.
That's being so important. for the gospel to be preached all over the world. Not to compromise, to be friendship with folks, but to tell them the truth. This God word, we tell the truth. Not doubting nobody, trying to help somebody. So that's what the gospel for. See, preachers can preach some gospel, make it sound so beautiful and pretty. And preaching is popular, in a sense. It'll draw folks out the world. But teaching get the world out to folks. So they got to be taught. See, so we got to teach. Bless His holy name. Because this gospel must be what? Preach. And then the end will come. And when Jesus talked to His disciples and told them about this gospel must be preached, they didn't understand His second coming. His disciples didn't understand nothing about no second coming. When Jesus told them this, that He coming back, Jesus was, they thought that He was getting ready for to set up His kingdom on the earth. Though He's going to set up a earthly kingdom. That's all they knew. They didn't know nothing. Talking about a earthly kingdom. But He's talking about another kingdom. A kingdom that man didn't have nothing to do with. This God kingdom. He didn't have nothing to do with it. What you really know about the second coming? I'm talking to everybody now, okay? I know some of you, but I'm talking to the world. What you really know about the second coming of our Lord in these last days? What you knew about these last days? Think of it. What you know really about the last days? The devil want us to be ignorant of it. The devil don't want us to know what's going to take place. He keep us ignorant, don't want to know nothing about it. God Almighty. So now, we hear people say, in the last day, when I was a boy, you heard it way back there. In the last day, we will know the winter from the summer. That ain't even in the Bible. It's going to come to a time where we will know this. You must be the last day. But that's not even in the Bible. No runner from the summer. God isn't about that. Master. When y'all see, we don't know the runner from the summer, I'm going to come back. See, that, what you really know about the coming of our Lord and Savior? My brother and sister, it's a good thing to pray and watch for signs like I'm going to call out right now. That means I'm taking my time. Well, you going to go to sleep on? And if anybody goes to sleep, I'm going to wake you up. You need to get this stuff. This stuff is important to God and to you. So now, what? I'm going to give you some signs to watch for. You got them all through the Bible, but you got to watch. I want you to watch. Oh, you got through the Bible. Watch, 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 pray, watch, watch, watch. We got to watch the sign. We got to watch the event that happened and some never happened before. And it happened way back on them, but they having it on us right now. And we missing the come. Somebody got to preach it. God Almighty. Paul, get your Bible. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thessalonians 2, 2 and 3. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verse 2 and verse 3.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind,
yeah,
or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word,
yeah,
nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
Paul said, don't be shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, even letter, for
from us. In other words, if I don't write to you, say, Paul said, now they lie. But don't be troubled about what folks saying. God got the signs of his coming. So you just be ready. He tell them about, but don't be shaken. But stand still. Know the scripture for yourself. Because folks being deceived, going and coming. Read on, Paul.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
God Almighty.
For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first.
God Almighty.
And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
The son of the devil. Perdition, the son, talking about Antichrist. The devil himself, in a sense. Watch now. Let no man do what? God Almighty. By what? Any what? God Almighty. Notice one thing. It's going to be a falling away what? First. We missed that. It's going to be a falling away from where? From the faith. From the gospel of Jesus Christ. You tell me, Reverend Walker, it's going to be a falling away from the church? Yes. These are signs you got to watch falling away. And you see it coming on us every day of our lives. Yes. What's really going on, Reverend Walker? We don't believe the Bible no more.
You're right.
Folks go to church, don't believe the Bible no more. They go about what the government said now, what folks are saying now. We got to stand on the word of God.
You're right, Pastor.
It don't be a fall. Everybody say a falling away.
A falling away
from the faith. Everybody else doing it is not to be all right. God Almighty. These are the signs you got to watch. In evil days. In evil days. Bless his holy name. So Paul, go now and read 1 Timothy. There's a lot of moves in there, but I'm just going to skip around now. Just see what, tell y'all what to watch for. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through the 3rd verse. This is what you better watch. This is what we miss it. You miss it, they won't know the summer from the winter. No, That's what the devil wants you to do, watch that.
Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Yeah.
That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
Listen to that.
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Yeah.
And doctrines of devils.
In the last days, see. Y'all see what the thing said? Some are still dealing with the falling away. Depart from what? The faith. Leaving. What really going on, Reverend Walker? We have stopped believing what God done said and started listening at what the world's saying.
Amen.
That's what's going on now. Talk to church folks now and see what they're saying about what's going on in the world. I don't see too much wrong with it. Believing the faith. God's word can't lie. He letting us know we're dropping off little by little. Some of my folks who go to church.
Right.
Falling away from the faith, and those who never been in the faith, they ain't talking about them, but folks who are in the faith. Got to believe in what the world said and what the world doing. And the Bible said, being seduced, God Almighty, by false preachers, false anything false.
All right.
Even the devil got his doctrine going on. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with an hot iron.
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats.
God Almighty.
Which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Of them which believe and know the truth.
God Almighty. Notice now, I won't get to that right now, but since it's there, it's notice. Notice, Sister May, they forbidden to get married.
All right. All right.
the last day. They forbid him to get married. No, the folk, they just stay together now. I'm talking about folks in church. Ain't nobody saying nothing about it. Pastor ain't saying nothing. Preacher ain't saying nothing. How are they going to know if you don't tell them? Not your daddy, nobody, but they got to know. You come to church to get the truth.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor.
Folks got to realize that you come to church to get God's truth. Not doubting nobody, but the truth. Folks need to know that. How they going to know? In these last days. Folks don't get married no more. They stay together. And you're putting up phony marriage going on now. It's the last days. We don't see this. It's happening and we ain't paying it no attention. Why? Because the preacher ain't saying nothing about it. The pastor ain't saying nothing about it. Jesus told that woman at the well, you got five and that's not the one you got now. He told her the truth, didn't he? He wasn't doubting her. He just telling her the truth. She would have never got the water if he had not told her the truth.
Amen.
That's what the preacher got to do. That's what pastor got to do.
You're right, Pastor.
Folks, I'm going to tell y'all this. It really, I'm going to take my time. Say, take your time. I got to the rapture come back in here. From the depths of my heart, I want to tell you a lie to save my life. We went over at this church. We had another church. We've been shagging up for years, but watch this now. But watch this lady. Watch this lady now. She told me these words. She said, Reverend Walker, me and my boyfriend, we got married now. We shacked up for 2 years. Look what she said. She said, every day was Sunday.
Mama.
What make every day Sunday? Because the devil had you doing what he wants you to do. But the devil don't bother you when he already got you. But she said, when we got married,
right.
She said, hell broke loose.
Yeah.
When you started doing right, that's when it never messed with you.
Yeah.
When you're doing what the devil wants you to do, what he bothering you for, I already got you.
Yeah.
That's when you come to church to get truth. Warn the preacher who lead folks to hell. Lord, warn to them. Gospel what makes folks turn. Not kidding nobody. We want to help folks. Warn to preachers who lead folks to hell. Bless his holy name. So they forbid to get married. God, I watched them say this, and you don't take the time, you know. Watch this. Watch this. Now, watch this. I was down in my home church in McKillen years ago. I wasn't preaching there. This woman and this man left his wife and started staying with another woman. Stayed a good while. But the man died. They never got married. But when the funeral, I mean it, God knows I'm not lying. But when the funeral, the one that was staying with her didn't have nothing to do with the funeral. Because she didn't have no papers right. And that wife that he left was on the front seat. She was back in the back. I was there. I was looking at her. all about it. I'm trying to get you to see a point. Even the government said you ain't got no rights. If you, God Almighty, if you can stay with a man and he ain't got enough of sympathy to marry you, you ought to leave him anyway. Men got top dogs. You're going to hunt dogs. Dogs that hunt. Oh, see Terry in here. Who do you hunt in here? Who are the hunting folks here? Who is Shane? Folks who do a lot of hunting. You know, you got some top dogs, you know. Them dogs come for a lot of money. They all know about that, you know. I know my daddy-in-law told me he was a big-time hunter. He told me, he said, that dog over yonder, he coon dog. He said $1,000 couldn't touch him. You know, no. No, I know, I told y'all about that. And I said, $1,000, you know. I was just looking at the $1,000, you know, but. He said he got license on him. License. Everybody said license. Better get back to the dog. If he caught that nip, he better know how to do a little everything around the house, you know. He better know how to cook and cut grass and do everything there. That's for anger. But I'm trying to get to a point. If he can get license for a dog, look like your hair, that's got to get you some license to stay with it. The man laws is messing up the church if you don't watch yourself. The church stands. I mean stand. We don't move when the government says something ungodly. We stand still. If it be our life involved in it, we got to stand still.
Amen.
So they're forbidden to get married in these last days. They were doing it way back then. Now they're getting a little worse with it now. You can see it getting worse and worse. A lot of folks. The preacher ain't saying nothing about it. You ain't doubting nobody. He come to church to hear the truth. Why are they going to get it if they don't come to church to get it? God Almighty. God, got some preachers who got to tell the truth. I'm going to say it again. One's a preacher who don't tell folks the truth. They won't get away. I promise you, no kind of way.
You're right.
That's his holy name. So in these last days, this is what you better watch. We're watching the wrong thing. Oh, bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, God is still in the blessing business. Now, something else you better watch. Paul, turn to 2 Timothy again. 2 Timothy 1, and skip to the 7th verse, then 12 and 13. But 2 Timothy 3, no, I said, yes, 2 Timothy 3, Paul. 2 Timothy 3, 1, and the 7th verse.
This know also,
listen now,
that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Dangerous time, didn't I, buddy? Dangerous time. Now, y'all going to read the rest of it, but skip the 7th verse, Paul.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
No, say it again, Paul. There you go. Now.
Ever learning
uh-huh.
and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's what happened now. See. Learning the truth. They won't come to the knowledge of God's truth. They want to learn everything else. They want to text everybody. Be everywhere at the same time. Know what's going on without even looking. All that kind of stuff. But isn't it up the truth of God? The knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God Almighty. Don't want to learn nothing about the Bible no more. You don't got all. We don't need it no more. That stuff's going out of date. It's never go out of date here.
Amen.
This never go out of date. You're going to need this. See, everything else is going to pay out. But this the only thing going to stand. Listen, y'all. Every soul that God created, every soul got to stand before God.
Amen.
Every soul, billions of folks, they got to stand before a living God. By yourself, not with nobody else, by yourself, you got to stand before God.
Amen.
To give an account of your stewardship.
Amen.
God Almighty. Oh, yeah. Bless His holy name. You know, you don't get no lunch paid for these kind of messages.
All right.
God had to pay for these kind. But you got the Lord peoples. Can't play with people's soul. Bless His holy name. Got the Lord peoples. Bless His holy name. Now, look at the 12th verse and 13th verse, Paul.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
They're going to suffer persecution. These are the last days now. They're going to suffer persecution. Folks going to talk about you. Folks going to lie on you. Some lie may be taken before Jesus come back.
Amen.
All that going to go on. These are the last days. We don't call.
But evil men and seducers.
Listen.
Shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Notice now, deceiving and being deceived.
Right.
But evil men, everywhere you go is killing.
All right.
Ain't no more compassion for killing folks no more. They just gonna kill you, bam, 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 just like that, just shoot me, kill me. All right. They just doing everything but right.
All right.
God Almighty. And watch this now. I told y'all this. I'm telling you again. The gun, not the problem.
All right.
They can collect every gun on this earth and throw it over in the Atlantic, and still folks gonna get killed.
Right.
That gun ain't gonna move. Ain't gonna start going jump up and start shooting nobody.
All right.
See, the man's heart got to be right. If my heart right, I'm going to leave the gun alone. The heart got to be changed. We trying to fix things like we want to fix them instead of what God told us how to handle the thing. Man trying to handle his own problem. It's too heavy for him. And the devil too powerful for him. So to shoot you right now, bam. Don't care. Don't want to get bam. That means sometimes you better be careful. Trying to help my folks. Say, help me, Lord. Watch this. Folks so bad now. You know, somebody let me hit you in your car. You know, let me hit you. Duck. You know, but you didn't get hit. Now, what you stopping for?
All right.
Wait a minute. Watch this. Wait, I'm getting the heat. Somebody cut on you, but you didn't hit you, but you got out of the way.
Yeah.
You, and you stop. He don't stop, too. What you getting up? What's wrong with you? Go. That's stupid. You didn't get hit, did you? What? Nothing wrong with your car, right? Won't you go on? You don't know what he got in that car. You ran home, but turn your little bam. Thank God did nothing hit. You go close to both your own self.
Yes, sir.
I ain't about to get out of the armor and just thank you, Jesus, and go home. What am I arguing for? What am I arguing for? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Right.
I mess up sometime myself.
That's right.
Believe these crazy folks alone. You don't know who you are, but you don't know who you talking to. These are the last days. They're evil now. I said they're evil now. Demon possessed some of them. Demon possessed. They'll shoot you so fast they'll cut you up and do anything now. For these are the last days. Just discuss, you better try to watch. what happened in these last in the evil day. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, Paul, I want to read 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5.
I charge thee therefore,
yeah,
before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick,
yeah,
and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
Now, first of all, he charging the preacher. God Almighty. It's God doing this. Paul telling Timothy, boy, don't you be scared. God Almighty. He charging young Timothy. I'm charging my preacher. I've been charging.
Amen.
Preach the gospel. You scared to preach, come out the pulpit. Got to tell the folks the truth. God will bless you when you tell folks the truth. God ain't called nobody to tell nobody no lies.
All right.
Something to sound good, you got to tell them the truth because you love them. Paul tells you, boy, you better preach the gospel. I charge you. God Almighty. Before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, have mercy.
Amen.
Who shall judge the quick and the dead? That means the alive and the dead. God Almighty. We got to appear before God one day. Preacher, you got to stand before God.
You're right, Pastor.
Y'all can play preaching all you want. Then you got to stand before a living God. You'll be surprised how many preachers. I ain't got enough preachers. There's so many false. My dad's pitiful.
Right.
Never been called as a turkey, been called to preach to them.
Right.
Don't mean no harm. You got to be called by God. You don't jump up, I'm a preacher. You got to know you've been called and sent. I feel like, ain't no feel like it, if God don't call you.
Right.
You ought to know the call.
Right.
That preacher told me ought to be preacher. Oh, God gonna tell you to go preach. Sometimes sisters catch her and you ought to be, I didn't to God. You better wait till God call you to preach. I said, you better wait till God call you. It's a calling. You don't get crossed up on preaching. When he comes to me, I tell him, go till you can't go no more.
All right.
Don't just jump up because you have a little feeling you feel good. God may just turn your life around. It may not be.
Right.
The devil may be because you don't know what's going on. See, but go till you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
And when you go till you can't help yourself, you know you got to go. I can tell you how many people say, I'm going to be a preacher. I admit them. God knows. I ain't never had in my mind no kind of way. No kind of way. Come on, preach. Nothing me. Men of them. My breath ain't boasting, ain't bragging. Men of them. I knew the saying, get happy, all that kind of, but I'm preaching. Something to guess in my heart. I won't pay no folk no attention. Yes, I'm walking down this step. Talking about I'm going to be a preacher. I'm going to tell you a lie, save my life. I can see myself going to be a preacher. I want to think about what them folks say. One lady scared me. Yeah. Her name was Rosie Brown. Down in Mount Hebron. That's the only somebody that really scared me. And everything that lady said come true. I mean it from the depths of my heart. That's going to own somebody. Got me thinking a little bit. Because I'm paying her folk a better attention. Oh, Lord. And we was out on the outside. Church had just over. This old lady, Rosie Brown. My wife knows. Some of you in her. Yeah, Anna know her. Right now. Yeah, she was. Okay. She done just like this in front of that church. Boy. I mean it. She said, boy, I may not be here, but you're going to preach before you leave this world. That was about in November. And sure enough, I got a preacher, and the next year, she was gone. But that's the only somebody got me to thinking I'm going to be a preacher. And I ain't pushed it no kind of way. It just got me to thinking. I ain't going to help God. You ain't got to help God call you to preach. Wait till you can't help yourself. They'd jump up and holler, preacher. You don't know what preacher had to go through with. I'm talking about a real preacher.
No, no, no.
You're right. The one that's set on God's word. You're going to need the law.
Yes.
And sure enough, my mind wasn't even old no preacher. But that Monday I never forget, I was reading the scripture. I was reading how that God, the archangel, got the devil and brought him down in the bottomless pit. I never forget it. That evening, and I was on my way to work. God Almighty. And I was on my way to work. Something happened to me. Wasn't looking for no preacher, something. I didn't know what was going on. I wasn't hurting, but I just, something was going on with me. I'm crying just like somebody put a faucet on. Just tears just dropped out my eyes. Just dropped out my eyes. I got on my job site. I couldn't stop crying. What wrong with me? Wasn't no preaching on my mind from the depth of my heart. But what happened to me? What I'm crying and felt like this. I mean, just running. I got in the parking lot. I'm ashamed. I go to the changing room and change it. I can't go in because I'm crying. Can't stop crying. I grabbed my eyes a little bit and went on in and got on my original machine. I was at Lumberjack Packing House. I got on my machine and started with something still bothering me. What? Doing my working. Well, I want to holler so bad. I still don't know what's going on. God knows. I still don't know what's going on. I went in the bathroom because I had to holler. I had to holler. I had to do something. I had to holler, see? I had to do something, see? I went in the bathroom. I'm too ashamed to holler. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to let folks call you to preach. You better make sure God calls you to preach. And I went over in the hall one, two times. And come back, got on my machine. Boy, I got enough nerve to go tell my boss, man, I said, I'm got to go. He was a son of man himself. He knew what was going on. I said, I'm got to go tell the word about Jesus. He thought I had toothache or something, you know. But Lord, he thought I had toothache, but, you know. And he sent for Rogers. Rogers wasn't there. He wasn't preaching. He sent for Rogers in the bed. He said, go get his bed out there. Because he didn't know what's going on. Boy, I know. I was looking funny too, you know, and everything. And Rogers, he, first of all, before he got there, I went down to Tim Hayes. Your dad, where your daddy was here. Yeah, Sister Hayes. We were working together. He was in a cold place. I mean, where it's cold, below 31. I went up and I shook his hand. I said, I'm about to go tell the world about Jesus. And when he told me that, he said something went up his arm like hot. Now that's what he said now. Roger came out there. What wrong, Walker? What wrong? I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm just got to go tell the world about Jesus. And when I got ready to tell him, I'm got to go tell the world about when I get to Jesus, the Holy Ghost knocked me flat on the floor. Wham! I jumped up, boy. Didn't get hurt. Jumped up. Well, you can't get hurt when the Holy Ghost back, you see. If you shout and the Holy Ghost ain't got a hold to you, you may break your neck, but make sure the Holy Ghost got a hold to you. Knocked me flat on the floor. Wham! God Almighty. Jumped up. Well, what wrong, Walk? Went up to the dressing room. What wrong? He asked me again in the dressing room. Wham! Turn on the floor. I said, I've just got to go tell the world about Jesus. Tell me how much Jesus is a freak.
All
right. It's something about Jesus. A preacher got to know God called him to preach. He can't help himself. He can't help himself. I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you what happened. Don't let the devil call you to preach. You must make sure God call you to preach. This thing is real. It ain't nothing to play with.
Canon law number 1327.
You think I'll be standing up here? Oh, talking about preaching. I don't got no mess. I'm just about through anyway. And I didn't even put in no rubber made to come over here. Just put no rubber made in.
Right.
Sit there, rub them their head over there. You rub them, I ain't put no revelation nowhere. I was on the street preaching. At church every Sunday now. Folks getting saved down in bus stall on Sunday bus. Folks coming out, I got filled with the Holy Ghost and all that. We had preaching going on in the community. Bible study going on. Yeah. They sent for me. Somebody wants you to preach. Well, man, in New Bethlehem. Okay, I came over here. God knows I'm not lying. Somebody may be in here. When I got up, these the words I said. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not looking for no church. I'm telling you, I got up and said them words. That's my wife there. She's there. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not looking for no church. So when I got through preaching, I left. They gave me $10, $15, or whatever it was, and I walked. Got my $15. And me and my wife left and went on. Didn't think about New Bethlehem no more. Through with New Bethlehem. Didn't come on my mind no more. I'm still out on street preaching. Wow. And 3 months later, God Almighty, I was over in Little Vietnam in South Bethlehem. Where I was over there teaching. I didn't have a Bible study going on every Saturday night. Be at my church every Sunday night. And I went over there. We were over there to help my wife. I'm getting ready to get up and teach. My wife come over there and told me, said, they called you. What's that? They called you at New Bethlehem. 3 months later now. I didn't think about New Bethlehem no more when I left him. And when she told me that from the depths of my heart, something hit that shoulder. Bam! I know y'all think I'm lying. I won't tell a lie to save my life. Something hit my shoulder just like I heard it and I felt it. Bam! When she told me that, hit my shoulder. Damn, it's scared. I ain't put no resume in. Went on home and see, the news was already out. One preacher called me. Congratulations. I'm scared to death.
That's right.
I ain't asked for no church. And what don't come until I got the notice to come.
Uh-huh.
I'm praying. I'm supposed to go the next Sunday. It's Saturday, Sunday, but the next Sunday I'm supposed to be there. I'm supposed to be here. And I'm praying. I'll be at home by myself, just praying. Do you want me to go? I ain't joking, buddy. God knows I'm not lying. I'm you tell the city business. Do you really want me to go? Hold on, my son. Lord, do you want me to go? I'm just praying. I mean, I'm at home by myself. I'm gotta go there. Do you want me to go? Boy, God will talk to me like a natural man. I ain't bragging now. God knows I'm not. Kept on asking, know what he said? If I didn't want you to go, I wouldn't have let him send for you. I heard the voice. I said, when you send Moses down there in Egypt, you send your brother to go with him. Who's going with me? I'm going with you. I heard it as plain as day. I'm going with you. I still wasn't talking. I told him, ask him something else, brother. I said, I can't say no big words. You know what he said? You can say what I said, can't you? My job is to tell you what he said. A preacher got to know God called him to preach. When you know God don't call you, you ain't going to doubt nothing. Don't just take it up, preacher. You don't take up preaching. It's a calling. I say it's a calling. You don't dream you call to preach. God got to call you to preach. There's too many uncalled preachers. When you've been called by God, you're going to tell folks the truth. Because you love Jesus Christ. And if you love Jesus, you're going to love his people.
You're right,
Church ain't nothing to play with. I don't play church. I said, I don't play church. Church is real. There's a real Jesus. There's a real Jesus that died, but didn't stay dead. He is alive. He is alive. He's alive, buddy. He is alive.
Oh, yes, sir.
About the last days, many false prophets, gone and coming, never been called by God, went on their own. When a man tells you the truth, without compromise, he been called by God. And when he got the Bible to bag him up, love to see soul. It do me good. When somebody walk down that aisle, I can see him a vision that he's leaving the devil, coming to Jesus. I get joy out of that. The devil is real, but God is real. You're going to see a lot of praying church, a lot of folk pray church. Church ain't nothing to play with. I promise you, church ain't nothing to play with. God got a real church. And that church belongs to Jesus Christ, who died through it and coming back after it again. Tell him I'm on my way back. I'm just carrying out my assignment. He told me to tell him I'm on my way back. I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to let you go. Because I got one more minute. Bless this holy name. When I preached my first sermon, since I'm dealing with preachers, I preached my first sermon. And when I preached my first sermon, but first before then, before I started preaching, I was coming home one day and parked in front of my door, coming from club meeting. Deacon had a club meeting going on and stopped my truck right in front of my house. I had a truck then. My wife was sitting on the porch. We had hot strawberries. Some man was laying in the road about a half a block before me on the right-hand side. A man was laying halfway in the road in the ditch. I asked my wife, I said, who is that man laying down there in that ditch like that? She said, well, she can see for the high strawberry. I got out and walked down there, and a fellow named Zeke. And he's sitting right in front of me about a half a block. I said, Zeke, who is this man laying out here like this? Well, his buddy just threw him out and left him right there. You know, he's sitting there with a pushlet looking at him. Man, knocked blood all over his face there, right there. Just laying out in the ditch. I said, you know who he is? I heard he lived in Mobile Junction. I said, well, you help me put him in the truck, we'll take him home. We got him and put him in the truck. Blood everywhere, all his face, and we carried him on home. Shut up. It was his folks down there. We had to help him up all to get him in there. And I forgot it. God knows I forgot it. Forgot about the boat. No. But when God called me to preach, I said, Lord, give me my second sermon. I was on my way to Birmingham Baptist Bible College. I said, give me my second message. And preach my first message. And when I said that, don't call me crazy now. Something come out the air and come out of my mouth. I saw that man plain as I'm looking at y'all. I saw him again. See, that been months. I don't saw this man. That's where I started preaching now. I helped get him out of the ditch. Now, I'm preaching now. Give me my next message. And now, something come out there, like, and then I saw him. God, let me picture that man laying right in that ditch. Now, watch this now. Watch what he said. This was his word. I got you out the ditch. Now, go get your brother. Go get your brother. God was trying to let me know my thought was too clean. God don't save us. Now we don't got too clean. We've got to go get our brother. We've got to go get our brother. Go get your brother. Not you out of this, now go get your brother. Church ain't nothing to play with. I don't play church. I ain't about to play church. So a preacher got to make sure he's been called. Not no dream. Not what folks say about you. I've been preaching. I've been messed up, done everything else. But when God called a man,
that's right,
he ain't got to scratch his head.
No, sir.
He can't help himself. Don't tell you, when they come talk to me, everyone that come talk to me, I said, don't tell you can't help it.
Alright.
Don't tell you can't. See, when you came, God, I said, God ain't gonna do nothing to you. Tell God you want to be sure.
Yeah.
If you can stop, you ain't called you in the first place. See,
yeah.
So, you want to be sure. So now, don't tell you can't help. God, he had to get me, because I wasn't going nowhere. Till I couldn't help myself. Let us all stand. I'm through. Let us all stand. I'm not bragging about this, y'all. I'm dealing with church. I'm just dealing with the church.